On this Mother's Day, I just want to reflect on the one piece of advice that my mother gave me verbally. It was her primary teaching, really. And it was very simple. She just said, it all works out in the end. And she tried to explain that to me because I always had life events that were puzzling, difficult, uncomfortable, annoying, and I would build up dramas around them, and she would watch me do that. And she would just take me aside and just go, honey, it all works out in the end. It took me a lifetime to sort of begin to take that in a way to have it proven to me. And even though the end, whatever that may be, has not arrived as such, the moment-to-moment events of life kind of work out. Now, I know there's a million exceptions to that idea. And a lot of people really do feel that things have not worked out, and that they feel frustrated by situations, dramas, projections of futures that don't appeal to them. But the key element, maybe, is the word, the end. Because until we reach that point, every resolution is temporary. Everything that resolves itself, for better or for worse, is a holding place until we get to something that is final. And that brings up a fairly big question. Sort of, when do we get there? When do we arrive at the end? And life pretty much gives us one marker for that, which is the moment you die. And I think a lot of people get to that moment and go, it didn't work out. What is she talking about? It didn't work out. And they feel kind of betrayed by a life that didn't come together on some fundamental level. And then perhaps the end isn't the end. There's a, oh, it's still going on, which makes no sense to the normal human mind because we can't imagine life going on, although we pray for it to happen. We have religions that tell us it will happen. But the moment of finality is hardly final for most people. At least that's what we're taught. And it's also part of my own sort of awareness or belief system that we are part of something that really, in classical senses, has no beginning or end. There is a kind of eternal being, eternal awareness, eternal infinite oneness, which is in a way beautiful and satisfying to know. But then how does my mother's injunction, it all works out in the end, come into play? Because if there's no end, then will it ever happen that it will all work out? Will you ever get to it all working out? And that becomes a very big question mark. Because in a way, what does that mean, it all works out? Well, it kind of implies that the problem resolves, that the difficulty ends up being not difficult, that whatever it was that was causing you agitation starts to find its way into a kind of calm, centered, peaceful resolution. And because you think of it as the end, you think of it as a future, but somewhere down the road, this will all be fine. And so you keep projecting that, one does if you hear, if you're taught like my mother taught me, that in the end it works out. You keep waiting for the end, or trusting that at some other point down the road, things will be fine. The problem with that teaching is that although certain things do resolve themselves, and many of the moments that she told me would become okay in the end did have little endings, and they were fine, but they were reflections of something much more fundamental and much bigger. And that is, when you have an awakening, when you awaken to the truth of the now, you sort of touch beginningless, endless truth of this present tense. That there is nothing you can really define as beginning, chicken egg problem, nothing you can really define as end, because clearly there is something that keeps going on to those who have that awareness. So beginningless, endless reality is what? What is it? It's just this. And if my mother was right, that it all works out in the end, she really means that in a way it's already worked out. Because there's no end and there's no real beginning, there is just this. And somehow the thing to work itself out has already happened. I don't mean to play with your heads. I know this can get very kind of heady. But what I'm trying to get at is, life is a series of events that evolve and resolve or don't resolve and keep happening. And there is a journey into closure, happy endings, finality, the clarity of the whole picture. All of these things which present themselves to the normal human mind as a future event that will provide a kind of closure and completion. But if you can start to get very quiet inside and be deeply invested in the present moment, and you start to feel that this present moment is all there is, then that closure and completeness and finality is already here. It's already right now. That there is nothing to work out in the end, because it's already worked out. And that means there's a part of you that doesn't feel that. There's a part of you that's going, what's he talking about? I don't get it. There's past and present and future, and it's going to happen down the road, and this is all bullshit. It's all just kind of spiritual crap, and I don't know what he's saying. What I'm saying is that if you can trust that it all works out in the end, then you can feel the peace now of it already working out. You can feel in the present the resolution of a lifetime right this moment. That there is a place inside all of us that is already complete and finished. And once you tap into that, the journey through life is different. It's not about resolution, it's about being. It's not about having it work out in the end, it's realizing it's already worked out. It's about being here in the present tense and going, yes. There's no future tense to make it right. The rightness is profoundly central. If you don't feel that, if you are caught up in the drama of reaching for and not feeling and wanting and being insufficient and not satisfied with what is, then you have this extraordinary journey ahead of you into finding out that it all works out in the end is a present tense reality. The journey of the human being is a mythic journey through future and past and all of the dramas that unfold at every moment, trying to get at this incredible, simple awareness that it all works out at the end, which means it's already worked out. It's all fine as it is. This is the end. It doesn't cognate, I know. The brain just doesn't know what to do with this. But there is a place inside you that you can go to through meditation. You can go to it through just taking a walk down the street. You can go to it just by sitting at the table and relaxing for a minute and having a cup of tea. You can have this, ah. That's kind of all it is. Ah. It's already done. It's already finished. It's already complete. And it's already satisfying as it is. And all of the mindful drama that wants to reach into making it better, making it perfect, making it work, that's just, in a way of perpetuating your life into some kind of constant, purposeful activity. As long as you have the need to keep making things better, or finally getting there, or getting closure, or whatever it is you're thinking of, that keeps you getting up every morning. It keeps you working. It keeps you in the world. It keeps you in a dynamic state. And so we all try to find, how am I going to get it better? I want to make a little more money. If I could only have this thing, if I could only go there, it would all be perfect. And so that insufficiency, that drama, that need, that hunger, that willingness to not see it as present tense keeps your life going. It drives life. It drives human life. And I have to say, in a way, that's really good, because it keeps us invested in this human drama and experience and journey. And so, rather than trying to rob you of this journey by telling you the end is it all works out, rather than letting you know that, live your life. Live your life reaching for it, trying to find it, thinking it's going to be down the road. But I will tell you in the end, as my mother told me, it all works out, if you want to know the ending. And it's already worked out, but you don't need to know that. One of the real frustrations of giving too much information spiritually is that it robs you of your journey. The journey is a journey of discovery. It's a journey of reaching. It's a journey of searching for what is. And the answer is right here. I can tell it to you 5,000 times. This is it. This is all there is. Boom. But the mind needs to keep generating this get up in the morning and make the world happen. And the world wouldn't happen if we all suddenly went, oh, it's all done. It's all worked out. Well, maybe the world would happen, and maybe it would be vastly different in its construct than what it appears to be right now. But mostly, there is a kind of, a word I've used this morning, which is really valuable to me, this idea of agitation. There's this deep, constant agitation in human life. People fighting for, trying to get, feeling uncomfortable in the day-to-day. And so they're trying to figure out, how do I get to the stillness and the peacefulness and the joy of finality, if you will. And so they're trying to find everything they can do to make themselves at peace with and comfortable in this story that doesn't want to resolve itself. And keep thinking that I'm going to get there and I'm going to find it, and this underlying sense that it will be okay in the end. I think everybody kind of has that feeling, and kind of, if nothing else, hope that that is the truth, that it will be okay, everything will work out in the end. I totally get the journey, and there is a very strange reality to discovering that that's true, to discovering that it has already happened, that it is worked out. Not that the body won't continue to go through its experiences, not that life won't continue to unfold in many ways, but the truth is, it all works out in the end. Once you trust that, once you find the courage to embrace that idea, how you live will be different. You will be able to take on life because it all works out in the end. You will be able to live your life with a fullness that is unexpected when you have doubt and anxiety. Doubt and anxiety pushes you toward that goal. The loss of doubt and anxiety allows you to be in the end zone celebrating your existence. That's what life is. Life is arriving at this moment in a way over and over and over until you suddenly just go, why should I keep arriving here? Just be. Just be. There's no effort, there's no trying, there's no anything to get to. That thing has already happened. It has all worked out. You are here. But almost nobody, nobody wants that message. Because it's like this, guys. If you go to a movie and you stand outside the theater and somebody walks out and tells you the ending, what do you do with that? Do you still go into the theater? Do you still want to watch the movie? Probably not. There's no, what's the joy in it? I actually had, this is many years ago, there, the Murder on the Orient Express, and a guy drove by in a car and yelled out to the line of us waiting to get in, "Everybody did it!"
Oh, no.
And I didn't know what he was talking about. I thought, oh, that's got to be a joke. That's got to be a joke. The thing is, the movie was so good, and the ending happened, and I realized everybody did it. I went, that was brilliant. I, even though I knew the truth, I got the whole ride. Because I didn't believe him. I didn't believe everybody did. How could everybody do it? And that was so beautiful for me, because you could tell people the truth, but they don't want to hear the truth. They don't get the truth. And when the truth reveals itself, you go, oh, I knew it all along, but I still had the ride. The ride of life is what we're here for. We're all totally engaged in it, but we're also suffering in it. We're also struggling. We're also we didn't get this and we wanted that, and this could have happened and that could have happened. And so somebody comes and tells you it all works out in the end. You go, yeah. But you're only doing that because you want the ride. You want the dynamic of the experience of being, of the joy and suffering of life. We're here to embrace the whole thing. So whether or not you get what I'm saying as true or you don't kind of doesn't matter, because it all works out in the end. You will get there, one way or the other. So you know the ending. Now have fun. Enjoy the ride, and maybe enjoy it a little bit more, because kind of deep inside you know it's going to work out for you. There will be happily ever after on some level. And that's all I can tell you is have your life. Let it be easier or not. Enjoy it or not. Enter the drama or don't enter the drama. I mean, life is, it's huge. It's a huge unfolding of what I said before, mythic proportion. It's a mythic journey through your suffering and your drama and the loss of everything and the hugeness of the universe and your speck of being nothing and your eternal nature. It's all of this stuff that you are, and who, and what's your story? What is your journey? You have to trust, you have no clue, and you don't know what's going to happen, and you have to really believe you don't know what happens in order to get out of the bed in the morning and make your coffee and enter into the workforce and enter into the psychological struggle and the artistry of creating and the building of buildings and the tearing down of worlds. You have to do all that, because we're born to do that. We're born for it. But if you want any kind of solace or release or anything to comfort you along the way that will be meaningful, just know that my mother hit it on the nose. You know the answer. So, this is epic. This ride is epic. I do not want to minimize the journey, the profound nature of love and the profound nature of grief. I don't want to minimize the sense of loss or the sense of attainment. I don't want you to feel like it was a waste of time, and I don't want you to feel sad that you didn't find what you were looking for. I don't want you to experience that. The ride through life is a deep existential journey to truth. But it all works out in the end. Okay. Any questions?
Yeah.
Aye. How do you trust that?
Courage.
I mean, we have beliefs, we have patterns, we have moments of sensations that arise. I mean, how do you courage? Okay, but say more. How do you trust?
I totally get that. And the only answer I have is sit deeply within yourself and start to feel this, what I call, presence. There is a kind of unexplainable knowing that can and does move your life and direct you in certain ways. And it is always present. It is mostly ignored, mostly avoided by most people, because the one incredible thing about the birth of the world is our amazing attention in the world. Ah, it's so big and involving and engrossing and dynamic and scary and beautiful. And it's all this, it's like the biggest movie ever. And you're sitting there going, you know? And you don't want anyone to come in and tell you it's all going to work out. You're in this thing. Why ruin it? You know? But if you dive deep inside, if something in you starts to be so discomforted by the journey, by the engagement with this stuff, which somehow you begin to realize, most people watching this movie, they're waiting for the happy moments, and they get one, and then it goes away. They get another one, and it goes away. What, how do I get it? You realize it's not delivering. The movie just keeps you going, it's like 5 billion TV shows all running at the same time, and you're just totally fascinated, and finally you're overwhelmed, and you say, how do I get out of this? What do I do with this dynamic involvement? And you start to, if you're lucky, find a way to the watcher of the movie. You start finding your way to that which is observing it. And you start to get clues for that when the movie starts to become too much for you. Just uninteresting, unsatisfying, unresolving. It just keeps on unfolding. They get the girl, they lose the girl. They get the girl, they lose the girl. They slay the monster, another monster comes. Blah, 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 blah. It just goes on and on and on. It's absolutely exhausting. And every so often, some people go, get me out of this. And they choose different paths to get out of it. Some of them are really not healthy. Others are, go inside and see who is observing this unfolding. And it's shockingly available. There is this place, if you take a breath, that opens up inside you. It's your intuitive, emotional being. And it kind of looks at all this and goes, oh, there is somebody observing this, not just somebody caught in it, but somebody really observing it. Another great thing my mother said, just to throw this at you, she said, it's only a movie. Over and over, it's only a movie. Whenever I was in the movies and I would go, oh, I was so terrified, I was so engaged, she said, it's only a movie. And that cooled me down. So I would say to you, it's only a movie. Or it's only life. Get quiet, go inside and watch this person and watch this thing that's watching, and you will begin to go, who is this? What is this? And what's really interesting is that the this inside is as big as, magnifies in many ways, the outside experience. It's the vastness of your inner being mirrors what is there. It mirrors it. Rather than magnifies it, it mirrors it. And it is you. You are inside. There is you that starts out kind of very small, like me, 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 and then it goes, whoa, it's beyond that. It's something, the quieter you get, the bigger you realize what the observer is. And that's another talk. But it's really the very extraordinary nature of knowing that I am, and it is, and I am in some ways one with all of that. And the still pointedness has within it a kind of directionality. It's a kind of navigational system that I talk about a lot, and it helps move you through the drama of your life. And if you start to follow it and trust it with an incredible act of courage, because you don't ever know what the next step will bring, you start to discover kind of that my mother's injunction, it all works out in the end. It just keeps working out. It works out shockingly moment to moment to moment. It keeps working. And the extraordinary thing for me since the sort of the awakening process is watching it work and trusting it, even when it appears not to work, not to get caught in that, because it's all temporal. It's all changeable. You just go, well, this is what it is now, and you don't grab it as going, oh my God, the world's over. You just go, okay, okay, I don't get it, but I'm with you. I'm there. I'm there. I'm there. Oh, now what? Oh, now it's gone. Oh, well, okay, it's all right. It's all right. And there's constant reflections of, oh yeah, it's okay. I mean, that, it's shocking how wonderful this thing comes at you that says, trust me, and have the courage to trust me, have the courage to take the next step no matter what. And in a way, we all do. We all may do it with trepidation, but we all somehow keep moving forward. We don't have a lot of choice. You know, we have a little choice, but not good choices. So you just keep moving forward, and then you discover this is good. Good may be the wrong word, but this is worth the trust. It's worth the effort. Somehow your movement through life is working out in a funny way, unexplainable, funny way. You're going, oh, I get it. Ah. And you start realizing that your journey is okay, but you're worried about their journey. I'm kids. I worry about my kids now rather than about me. And then this whole thing has to take a whole new level of leap into they too. It will be okay. And I can see their lives being disrupted. And I go, there's nothing I can do. Trust the universe. Trust this thing. Not only does it guide you, it guides them. They may not pay attention to it, but at some point, you have to pay attention to it. At some existential moment, you have to pay attention because it's all there is. It comes right at you. It yells at you, pay attention. Pay attention. And it may be on your deathbed, which is late in the game, but it comes. Because now what? Now you got nothing to distract you. All you got is the observer. And pay attention. And then if you're lucky, a little voice will come and saying, it's all working out. If we're not lucky, I don't want to put it that way because luck is such a weird idea, but it may be that you go through the death process into another life to learn the lesson you failed to learn in this life. That's the real problem with lives that are not lived well. Lives that are not lived in a deep and profound way are kind of like wasted experiences. They're not wasted in terms of the universe because every blade of grass is meaningful, but in your own inner life, that life didn't go where it didn't live itself to its fullest potential, which is an uncomfortable feeling that one isn't fulfilled by their own life. That's why trust and courage is so dynamic, because you will take every step and life will get bigger than you can imagine. It's more dynamic than you expected, and you can live it. And there will be fulfillment. And that fulfillment may not be that you made a lot of money, and it may not be that you saved the world or something like that, but you will have had a full life, and that is fulfilling. And you will feel, I lived. I lived. That's a great thing. Even if I lived a small, tiny little life full of drama, I lived. I went through this. And my feeling is the universe embraces you for that. It embraces you for your struggle. It knows how hard it is. It knows how difficult it is. It will whisper in your ear, it all works out in the end. But while you're going through it, you don't know it. And my hope is, at the end, that something comes to everybody that just goes, good job, or I get it, you did it. It may not be that easy. It may take 500 lifetimes. Again, I don't know about that stuff, but it could take a lot of time before you finally hear that message. But when you do, all of those lifetimes, with all of the bullshit of those lifetimes, will go, oh, it was worth it. It worked out. It really worked out. That's kind of the journey we're on. We may be telling ourselves a story. We may be lying. We may be creating, narratives here that are totally untrue. I hold that out as a possibility, but I choose to listen to my mom. She had good advice. And I choose, when I sit inside, to find the pathway that seems to lead deeply into that truth. And I share it with other people because maybe the truth that I have found will ripple out or radiate into you, and you will discover the same truth. Because none of us are separate from that truth, I don't think. But, you know, the caveat that I always try to use at the end is, what do I know? What do I know? I don't know. But I will share what I think I know. And if it speaks to you, great. And if it doesn't speak to you, well, okay. You know, there are other teachers out there who will say the same thing in a way that may penetrate, that I can't penetrate. Please, find the voice. But I think that voice will tell you it all works out. It already has. The end. Enjoy. Enjoy what's left. You know. Anybody else?
I'm very much thinking about, maybe thinking is the wrong word, but trying to get to the place of everything is done already, like that time, that paradox, because it doesn't feel like that. And I'm less concerned about it working out in the end, whatever that is, but I want to be in that place of knowing that everything's already done, already is, whatever. And the question I have, I feel like I get stuck with or being concerned that I won't be able to do my work if I really think it's already done. Like, I won't have the motivation to...
Well, there's one way to find out.
Well, right. I try... Yes. Well, when I do feel like I'm touching into that place, yeah, I'm not really interested in working. So... the question I have for you, because you've been in this place for a while, and you wrote a bunch of stuff, you know, when you were doing the series, you were...
You know...
And, like, how is that to...
Because...
Be in that space...
We use the word paradox, which I think is an appropriate word. It's all done, but it's all happening. It's all enmeshed in the eternal now. And there you are, and there's still stuff that happens, and you can engage it or not engage it, kind of your choice, you know. I have become profoundly disinterested in most of the things that interested me most of my life, but now these new things are starting to arise, and I'm going, oh, I don't know where that comes from, you know this photography thing. Why am I stopping all the time to take pictures of stuff on the sidewalk? I don't know why I do that, but it does something inside. It brings me into the eternal now. It brings me into, first of all, to stopping, seeing, acknowledging, connecting. It's like all of this stuff is happening in a stupid little thing of taking a picture with my iPhone. You know, and I go, okay, this was never part of my life journey. This was never part of who I am or who I was, but now it is. And I'm not going, that wasn't on the agenda. That wasn't the way it was supposed to be. I'm just going, oh. And this stuff happens because life happens. Being is not still pointed in the sense that nothing happens, nothing is done, although it has that aspect. And you can just do that. If you want to just sit for 50 years other than have a cup of tea occasionally, you can do that. Go into this deep journey internally. I've watched people who have made that journey. And they're very still pointed and very big inside, but they can't function in this world. And I think of that as being, well, a little bit on the imbalanced side. And then there are people who only function in this world and can't do the other, and that's imbalanced. So what I'm talking about is what I think is Buddha's middle path, which is go in and go out and be this. Be what is. It keeps happening. Some comes up every day. You get out of bed every day. You know, what are you going to do? Just go back into meditation? Well, you can. But for you and me and many people, there's an engagement. Life is engaging. It takes us on. It gives us stuff to do. It's dynamic. And so you deal with that. You deal with, I've been given stuff to do. I have a body and a mind and a thing that keeps working until I don't. So do it and find out what it's there for. Why is this thing arising? Why is this aesthetic suddenly appearing in my head that brings such a whole new level of appreciation of what is, which is really what my taking pictures is. And so many things that I go to, I used to love to watch TV or go watch movies, they don't add up anymore. They don't give me the newness. They keep giving me the old story. They keep giving me the stuff of what people have talked about forever. I'm looking for this moment. What is this? And why is this so much more powerful? Why is a picture of a landscape in the cement more meaningful to me than a play? I went to a play last night. I went, nothing here was given to me that was worth it. That little landscape on the sidewalk was so deep and so vast and so completely satisfying, even if nobody ever looks at it but me. I went, the universe painted a picture in a sidewalk that I got to see and I got to hold on to for a moment. It's so satisfying. Came out of nothing but being present, being here now. And so the fulfillment that comes out of that is much bigger than the fulfillment of watching a play that doesn't ultimately bring you to that same fulfillment. So you start devising a life, or finding a life devising itself, that wants to be about now. It just happens. It just happens. And it's so deeply satisfying. It's not trying to take care of something from the past, although you may have to fulfill that. You may have to finish that stuff out. But it kind of, it's so smart. There's so much genius in the dynamics of our life, that if you pay attention to it, you will be led into greater and greater and greater explosions of awareness and gratitude and beauty and all sorts of other things. You know, the disinterest thing that's affecting me is scary on some level, because so much interested me for so long, and now I can't go to that well. It's dry. Not interesting. Not involving. And in the end, they kind of take almost everything away, except maybe just newness, just this. And you don't have to go to that well, you are that well. It's just, and you don't seek anything to give you feedback, because it what is enough. It's just enough. And even if it's not enough, then you go into the absence of enough. And that's like, that's a strange aesthetic, but it's beautiful. The absence of stuff has the same profundity as the fullness. So you find that, and you enter that, and you just go, and that's all I know. Okay? Anyone else? Last chance. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Happy Mother's Day again. To the mother in all of us, and to the mother that gave you your life, the gratitude, and how many mothers have been there on the planet and eternal time to give us our moment, to all of those mothers. Thank you.